McNeil Island Prison ran for more than a century in South Puget Sound. A lot of earth-shaking events happened in the outside world during that time, and those events had ripple effects that were felt in the prison itself. In the fifth episode of our podcast series, Forgotten Prison, KNKX reporters Simone Alisea and Paula Whistle look at the role McNeil played in world events. Paula talks about the latest episode with KNKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick.
Paula, we've talked a lot about the history of McNeil Island, but not how the prison fits into history. And there are so many stories to tell, including with World War II.
Well, yes, in World War II. And one of the more interesting stories from World War II, after Pearl Harbor was bombed by Japan, the U.S. government sent Japanese Americans on the West Coast to internment camps in remote areas in Wyoming and Idaho and California. But they also expected the young men in those camps to participate in the draft, and not everyone did.
Well, and as part of this episode, we hear the story of Yoshida Kuromiya.
Yes, Yosh, as he went by, was one of the men in the camps who refused the draft, and my colleague Simone Alisea picks it up from there.
So imagine this. Your government tells you you have to leave your home because they're afraid of you. They ship you off to the middle of nowhere, Wyoming. And then they say, yeah, so this war that we're fighting, the war that's causing all of this, we need you to leave your family and come fight for us.
A lot of the Japanese Americans in the internment camps did agree to serve. But many of them did not, including Yoshida Kuromiya.
The government, it was on the wrong side of this whole issue.
Yoshida passed away last year in California. He was 94 when the History Museum interviewed him in 2017. Yoshida, who went by Yosh, was sent to the Heart Mountain internment camp in Wyoming with his family when he was 18. The phone quality isn't great here, but he's saying the government was on the wrong side, that it was a result of hysteria.
War hysteria and the way things were handled during that time, we saw a whole different side of our government.
Yosh refused the draft, which is a federal crime. He was convicted in 1944 and sent to McNeil Island.
We, the train from the Cheyenne to Yukon.
As Yosh and other Japanese American draft resistors pulled into Steilacoom, Washington, they could see the island and the prison on its shores.
Yeah, we took a ferry from there to McNeil Island. And actually, it was a beautiful environment.
Hearing him describe his experience like that was interesting to me. And as we learn, he ended up having very positive memories of being on McNeil, but it didn't start out that way.
No, when they first arrived at McNeil, he says it was scary. They were thrown into what he called the big house with criminals, and certainly not something he was used to, but very quickly they moved him and the other draft resistors to the Honor Farm. It was a minimum security camp on the island, and they worked on the farm. And he was also with a lot of other draft resistors. And he says that was a very positive experience because they had these great intellectual discussions and read books and talked about it.
From World War II to the Vietnam War, protesters mm-hmm. did spend time at McNeil Island, and anti-Vietnam protesters were kept in isolation cells, and you and Simone toured those cells. What were they like?
Well, you know, of all the places in the prison where you thought, this place is haunted, you probably thought those Whoa. Were. It was just, they were claustrophobic, and you climbed up these stairs, kind of a Bastille-like environment. Pretty creepy.
One of the anti-Vietnam War protesters we meet in the episode is Roger Lipman, and he describes really being in those isolation cells and having it feel like a dungeon, and he also talked in general about his time on McNeil.
Well, right. He was an anti-war protester, and he and a group of people were charged by the federal government with a conspiracy to incite a riot after protest in Seattle, and they were known as the Seattle Seven. They were on trial in Tacoma, and it was a big deal. It was in the papers, and the judge, he declared a mistrial, but he was so upset by the antics in the courtroom that he actually sentenced them to McNeil for contempt of court.
Well, this was during a time in the 1970s when prisons were dealing with the changing attitudes of younger inmates, and there was a growing prison rights movement.
Yeah, at that time, you even had several hunger strikes on McNeil Island that drew national attention. You had Pete Seeger came, Jane Fonda came, other activists from around the country.
I've learned so much listening to this episode of how McNeil fits into history. And you speak in this episode, Paula, about having a wow moment. What was that?
Well, I did. I was interviewing the warden who was charged with closing the prison down for the feds in the 80s before the state took over in 1980, I should say. And, you know, he's talking about transferring out prisoners and transferring out staff. And he says, and then I get a call one day from Washington, D.C. And the guy says, we're sending you 350 Cubans.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? Well, it turns out they were part of the Mario boat lift where 125,000 Cubans fleeing Cuba came to the shores of Florida, and the U.S. was overwhelmed, and there was a concern that there were a lot of criminals among them. And if they were determined by the FBI to possibly be criminal, they needed someplace to put them. And McNeil had beds, so they sent them out here.
My biggest takeaway from this episode is if you're willing to do the legwork and the research that you and Simone have done, history is just staring you right in the face.
Oh, well, it is. All of these things we didn't know anything about. And the thing about McNeil, too, so very little research has kind of been done on it. I mean, the hunger strike, we just were digging through boxes and there was this report that had been done reviewing what had happened.
Wow. Well, it's great research and just a great listen. Paula, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The fifth episode of Forgotten Prison is available now, and you can listen to it on your favorite podcast app. The final episode is released next week. To find out more, go to ForgottenPrison.org and check out KNKX's exclusive photos of McNeil Island. Forgotten Prison is supported in part through a grant from Humanities Washington.